And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano.
And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup.
Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to San Diego Landings, Point Loma. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And we're having a great show here with the guys from 22nd Street Landing. We have Mike Morrison and Aaron Graham from the Native Son. Talking fishing, a lot of fishing out of that quality landing in L.A.
Yeah, everything. I mean, like you said, from the crazy halibut round that those guys just finished up with to the good local fishing's going now, and now with his bluefin starting to crack off.
We've been talking G-flies with Aaron. He's part of that, too.
We got another full hour full of it for you, and we wanted you to join us this morning, man. It's been a great show. So lucky to have these two guys on here. I mean, you want to talk about covering all bases from local to inshore to offshore, and at a great spot at 22nd Street Landing today is going to be... It has already been a lot of fun. We got another full hour of it coming your way. Again, if you want to join us, give us a call at 213-432-1090. One more time, 213-432-1090. Or send us a text. That Let's Talk Hookup text the show option, so popular now. We've got a tremendous amount of text messages coming through. And again, if you want to get your shot at that, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. You can catch all the archive shows. You can catch the past shows. You can listen to Let's Talk Hookup via the podcast on our website on our app, rather, on your way home from work. It's a great way to miss it.
Way to go.
Yeah, it's awesome. And again, it's the only way to text into the show. And as we mentioned before, make sure you include your contact info when you're sending a text, because we are giving away a couple of killer prizes. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, how about at the end of the show today, we're going to be giving away an overnight trip going fishing on board the Freedom and a 3/4 day trip going fishing with Aaron on the Native Son.
Sweet.
Awesome. So we're going to have a prize for one lucky caller and one lucky texter, and we're going to flip the prize coin at the end of the show to determine whether you're going, whether the caller's going with Aaron or a texter's going. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Great show going on this morning. Again, if you want to get through, best shot right now, 213-432-1090.
And if you want to have a chance to win those trips on the Native Sun or the Freedom, phone call is the way to go, because we get a lot of texts, and we can't get to all the texts, but generally speaking, we get to all the phone calls.
We're an hour into the show, and we're close to 100 texts that we've already received, but we've only taken, what, 4 or 5 phone calls?
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Like, the odds are so much better than
absolutely. Hey, Scott Sherman's here. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Sherman?
How was the big event? I stopped by briefly last night, and looked like you had quite the crowd.
Yeah, really good event. Probably had 250 people total. Signed up. We had 42 boats and a great day on the water. A little windy. The deep spots didn't seem to be producing as much, but the shallow produced some rock fish. The top 5 winning fish came in at a little over 23 pounds, and the biggest ling cod came in at 19 pounds.
Ooh, that's a nice
name. And it wasn't Scott Sherman?
No, I didn't three-peat this year, buddy. Somebody else got us.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. But at the end of the day, we raised a lot of money for Friends of Rollo and for Elder Help. And those are the two charities we were benefiting, and that's what the whole day was really about. So it was a really good event. We had we had 52 different raffle items, 20 silent auction items. It went a little late into the night, but it was a really, really successful event, and a lot of that was due in part to what you've done on your show to help promote it. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, our pleasure. And, boy, I'll tell you what, the prize list that you had there, the silent auction and the live auction you had there, unbelievable spread of prizes. And that's a lot due to all the hard work that you did too, Sherm. So good on you for getting all that money for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo, and Elder Help.
Well, thank you again for everything that you did. Next year, hopefully, we'll see you guys down there fishing the tournament.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, well, if you could move it to Friday or Monday, we could do that.
I think if I lose
time, we could just leave at 9 o'clock, you
there
know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? You got to be back by 3:30.
Yeah.
get a go fast boat, you can get out to some local spots pretty quick.
There you go. All right. Well, hey, congratulations on the success. Scott Sherman from Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fishing Tournament. And time to go find that big lingcod, Sherm.
I know. I'm going to have to start scoping some new spots, buddy.
All right. Thanks a lot for your help and raising a lot of money for Captain Morales. Good to see you. Appreciate that. Hey, another big event coming up this coming Saturday is the Apps and Taps San Diego CCA Chapter Fundraiser honoring Captain Frank Lopresti with the Beacon Award. And we have Arnie from CCA on the line. Good morning, Arnie.
What's up, Arnie?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Pete and Rick and guests. Thanks for letting me on this morning. Yeah, I can't believe it. It's, this thing is just less than a week away now. I tell you what, we've got some great people that have donated things. We've got Firehouse Barbecue up in Fallbrook. They're doing a pork. They're doing a pulled pork and barbecue brisket sliders. We're gonna have Sushi on a Roll there. He does an awesome job every time he helps us. We got plenty of beer. We got BNS Brewing, Julian Boot Brewing, Salty Crew. We've got tequila from Calfino. We've got a whiskey distiller that's also donating some whiskey for us. This is going to be an awesome event, gentlemen. I tell you, and what an honor to what a great thing we're doing to honor Frank. And we want to talk about somebody that is very humble and does not love the attention, but he most certainly deserves it.
Yes, no doubt about it. He is the godfather here, for sure, and it's going to be so cool. And I was talking to Captain Brian Kiyohara. He's coming along with a lot of his crew, and then Tim Ekstrom, Art Taylor. They're all going to do some presenting there. I'll be there. I know, Rick, you'll be there.
Sure.
You have to be there. It is just going to be such a great event. It's this coming Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. at Marina Village in the Baja Room. It's literally right next door to Seaforth Sport Fishing. Plenty of free parking right there. Easy place to get to. Great food. Great things going on. A lot of great prizes to be given away, too, right?
Oh, yeah. I tell you what. I got to give a big shout-out to Randy Jones. He donated something for all you Padre fans. Yeah, you Ricky. How about a signed baseball from you Darvish, a signed baseball from Manny Machado, and a signed baseball from Jake Cronenworth, plus one from Randy Jones, guys.
That's cool. So those will all be on the silent auction, right?
Yep. And hey, Carl Schmidt, you got the balls last time we did this. I know. Bring out your credit card, my friend.
And of course, all the money goes to CCA and helps us keep on the water and keep fishing there for sure. So how do we get tickets, Arnie?
You go to ccacalifornia.org, go to the events tab, find our event for the San Diego chapter, and there's two QR codes, $75 for an individual, $1,000 for a table. Hey, you got 10 of your buddies, got nothing going on Saturday, get them down here.
For sure. There you go. Hey, the third annual Apps and Taps fundraiser at Marina Village in Mission Bay. Arnie, we'll see you there. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome, Pete.
All right. Well, phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys. We're going to jump right back into them and talk to Joe. Joe's calling us from San Pedro this morning. What's up, Joe? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there listening. You know, and I wanted to ask Mike, many times walking the marina, you know, fishing out of there, wondering if there's any plans for some kind of like cafe, deli that sells burgers and beers downstairs, even though you guys have that great restaurant upstairs, you know, something like similar to like what Seaforth Landing has, you know, little something. You guys are all hanging out waiting to get on the boat and grab a burger, or just people walk in the marina, you know.
Yeah, we're Mark and Paul and I. Mark's one of his dreams to have some kind of eatery down there. We're moving into another long-term lease. As soon as that's nailed down, we're definitely going to move forward. Some kind of grab and go in the morning and somewhere you can...
Breakfast burrito.
Just something quick and easy for the guys to get on the morning boats without stepping on the galley's toes too much, but to have something sustainable throughout the day that's probably going to be open until 7 o'clock. But, you know, it's been talked about, tacos, pizza, just anything down there, or some good smoothie of some sort, something easy peasy.
Cool.
But,
right.
Yeah, no.
Could happen.
Appreciate the phone call, man.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot. A lot of big fans of 22nd Street Landing, including Dan from Phillips Ranch, and he says, 22nd Street Landing has always been my home away from home. Another great show. Question for Mike. I've never fished the native sun, but always been very interested in the boat. Does the boat offer longer trips when the tuna make their way offshore? Also, can you speak to how the yellowtail fishery is around Catalina Island, and what recommendation setup do you use on a full day trip on the native sun?
Captain's really mean, so you got to be careful.
Yeah, I think we got to ask Aaron that question because he's actually the guy that runs the boat. Yeah. Oh, he's sitting right here. Yeah.
We do the offshore thing. We do leave at 7 o'clock, so we have a disadvantage being, you know, covering water that's already been driven through. A lot of times I like driving the opposite direction because of that. That's worked out really well for us in the past. Our return time is 5 p.m., but on the website does say we might return later than posted.
You're going to be late.
Yeah. My whole crew is licensed. I have extra licenses on the boat when we do that, and we do have extra crew members, so we're able to do that. We have an offshore route. I can fish. Five years ago, we put the offshore route, oceans route on the boat. So in theory, I can go all the way to Cortez Bank. I have unlimited range on where we can go by doing that. We went ahead and put the inflatable IVAs on the boat. We have all the necessary Coast Guard equipment. So yes, when we do trips. We did a 9-to-9 trip 2 years ago. We were fishing the mackerel bank. So we left at 9 a.m., fished the afternoon bite, got out there. We were under gun for the size fish.
It was a good idea.
It was National Geographic. The foamers that we were getting on, they were 100 to 250-pound fish. We ended up hooking like 8 or 9 fish on the sinker rig, one on the fly line. We did end up landing one fish that was about $120 on 40-pound.
Oh.
And that was the one shot we got at it. And, you know, it was an off-the-wall thing. We put it up.
We sold
the boat out. We went and did it. And I would do that again. So look, if there is that fish in our range again.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
And how far is the mackerel bank from 22nd?
It was 48 miles, I think, is where we ended up.
It wasn't that far, you know?
It wasn't. It was far, but it wasn't that far. Yeah. It was a long ride in with one fish, but luckily the guy that did catch it, when we got to the dock, we were able to distribute it to everybody. He was like, hey, I only need a piece of this.
Yeah.
Everybody bring a nice chunk home?
Exactly. Got off the boat, quartered it out for everybody, you know?
And that's rad.
Went that way with it.
The boat drifts good, too. Like,
yeah,
it's got a great drifting platform.
Exactly. It's got a lot of rail space. Yeah. If you've never been on the boat, it's a big, oversized boat. Like, I'm a big dude. I'm 6'5", 325, and I can fit anywhere in the boat, and there's plenty of room up the rails. Everything's tall. You know,
takes 90 passengers, and he's got it limited to 37.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
And even then, he'll cut it off at 30, like, just to make sure everybody has enough space to catch and land fish.
And currently, like, yellowtail fishing, Catalina, the Pursuit's going to be your best option out of our landing for that. You know, Gus and John are dialed in. That's their backyard. They've been catching.
They do that every day.
They do it every day. So if there's something there to catch in numbers, those guys are going to be the ones that are on top of it first. And
you're not going to know about it.
And you're not going to know about it. Again, fish counts. Yeah. Don't mean everything, guys. If you're watching fish counts, you know, waiting for a big hit,
they're not going to post.
It's too late.
It's too late. There's a lot of stuff that does get quiet, or under, you know, downplayed, I would say. So
yeah, well, there's just too much potential traffic up there. They have to do it.
You pick a day that you want to go fishing, and you're probably going to nail it. We don't ever hyperinflate fish counts. It's always a downplay.
You guys get.
We're in LA County. There's 90 million boats there. So
everybody's
you know,
watching.
We're not lying to you. We're not bullshitting you. Excuse my French, but it's you're just go fishing.
Yeah, we're not always
quiet. Go fishing.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you what we're seeing before we catch it. So if there's fish in the area, we're not going to get online or you know blast it. Or hey guys, we're seeing a lot of fish, but we haven't caught them yet. We don't want 10 million boats there with us. We want to be the one to get the get the whack at it. You know, burning the fuel, putting the time in.
Totally.
And then the next day you show up and you got 10 buddies there before you, and hey, we were here first. Well, we don't play that game. I mean, that's
just go fishing.
Just go fishing. Yeah.
Now, back to the tuna fishing. You know a little something about catching bluefin tuna because you catch a lot of the flyers for G-Fly.
Yeah.
And you spend a lot of time on the water chasing those, and you probably see a lot of stuff going and coming from wherever you're catching the flyers.
Yeah,
too, right?
My head's always on a swivel traveling.
Yeah.
The last handful of years, we've had bluefin as close as 5 miles from home. You know, whether they want to bite's another story.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of days traveling to the island. We're stopping on fish every day.
Yeah.
If they weren't biting, we're not going to get out there and say, hey, guys, there's a bunch of tuna here again. You know, we want to get that hit on them because we put the time in seeing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first year we had the boat, we went from catching blue perch at Catalina, it was terrible fishing that day, to getting off the East End, and we had limits of bluefin 2 days in a row on a 7 o'clock three-quarter day boat. And that
you really know where they were.
Yeah, we had an idea. Again, another boat was kind of downplaying it. He'd been seeing them, stopping on them. They weren't getting bit. We were there right place, right time. We weren't expecting it, but we had 72 fish that were 30 to 50 pounds.
Sweet.
So, and that was with guys that, again, we were fishing the island, catching blue perch and bonita, whatever. You know, I'm saying blue perch, but whatever was going on there wasn't good enough for me to stay there. We took off. We got off the island. And by the weekend, we had the San Diego fleet fishing with us in our backyard, which is pretty wild.
Whoa, that is pretty wild.
It's been a regular occurrence.
Yeah.
So, speaking of G-Fly, where can you get them? I mean, because it's obviously a game on for the flyer guys.
So we've had them in the same shops now. This is year six or seven we've been doing this. We've kind of worked with the same guys. Currently in San Diego, Dana Landing's stocked up.
Dana can hold a huge capacity.
They built that big giant
freezer, so like they just about
you
can count on it all year long.
Yeah, they're a machine with it. They have a great frozen bait selection there from the guys doing, you know, going to San Diego or going to Cabo for the Bally or for the Marlin. They have Ballyhoo, you name it, they have it.
Yeah,
Dana Landing's got them. Performance Tackle just got a fresh load of them. Salmon Island Tackle have a load of them up in L.A. on Monday, and then you can get them as far up as Eric's Tackle in Ventura.
Oh, in Ventura. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Are you guys still doing that flying fish bucket? Well, I mean, wasn't that, like, I don't know if bucket's the right word to call it, but
it
like
a bucket.
It's like a tuna tube set up for keeping flyers alive.
My partner created a 5-gallon bucket system, and we're working. There's a lot of guys that are asking us for them right now. We're working on completing some, and I do want to touch on that subject because.
Please.
When the guys are doing it, you got to be careful. The gray area on it is, if you're using a net and catching flying fish, your boat has to be commercially registered. You have to have a license. I know a lot of guys are going out catching their own. Be careful. That's all
it's
I got to say.
It's a ticket you don't want.
Fishing game's hot on these guys.
Catch them out.
I mean, guys are going out, hey, we're making our own. You're commercial fishing. You're not recreationally fishing when you're doing that. You know, there's like using a underwater light for squid, making bait. Technically, you're not supposed to do that. I guess it's up to the warden, but be careful of that, you know?
Yeah,
that's one of those things.
They're going to get somebody one day.
I'd hate to be the guy to get the ticket, the first one to get the ticket on
sure,
that.
Sure,
sure. Nobody's blowing the whistle, but hey, I would...
Be careful.
Yeah, be careful. They're getting savvy to that.
Yeah, get your FLIR on.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with your saltwater guide. Today, that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Now, with the addition of new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure to make your reservations today. And we got him, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Mike, Pete, Rick. Hey, I don't want to contradict Brian Woolley, but I have to. I'm going to be like my father today. May 15th is the first day Dana Wharf Sport Fishing ran its very first boat out of Dana Point Harbor in 1971.
Wow.
So that's why we celebrate May 15th. And, yes, it's a celebration of my father. We're going to talk about that. I know fishing's good right now, and the weather's looking bitchin', and everything's set up for a phenomenal season. We know that. But Don Hansen Day, he's kind of the godfather of sport fishing in Southern California, so let's celebrate the heck out of this.
No,
on May 15th...
Are you going to be there?
Yeah, I'm coming up. I'm leaving tomorrow morning. I got one of those passes from Volaris, Pete, so I can fly as much as I want for free. It's mine. No, it doesn't make sense, but I do it all the time, and I'll be up there. I'm going to be speaking at the Oceanside Angling Club on Tuesday night. It'll be packed. And then Wednesday morning, we're leaving on the Helena Don Hanson Day to go fishing with 10 of my closest friends. And, gang, my sister's done a phenomenal job putting this thing together. Everybody, three-quarter day and half day, half price on Don Hanson Day on the 15th. And then you can buy up to 10 tickets at 40% off to use it whenever for the three-quarter day or the half day. And then at 5 o'clock at night, we're having a party in the harbor. We're opening all the boats up that my dad built since he started in 1947. Donna's got open house going for all the boats. Come down, like Brian said, have a glass of wine. Shayla at the fish market. 2-for-1 tacos in the Don Hanson Plaza. It's going to be a phenomenal day. I will be there. We'll be hanging out, kissing babies, shaking hands, and telling every single... Sure, and I'm going to tell every single private boater to follow the native son.
Yes. I think Justin's done a good enough job on his live videos.
Absolutely. These making events? Fishing great again, one dead fish at a time.
But these events like this is a cool opportunity to just get to chill with your favorite deckhand or captain, sure. And they're not stressed out. It's just a cool, like, you guys got a vibe with your favorite boat captains, and they're just relaxed with their shirts unbuttoned, just hanging out.
Big day in Dana Point.
It's a good day.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool that your sister and your family are doing that in honor of your dad, for sure, Dave.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great day. So I just wanted to pound on that. And thanks for letting me be on the show, Pete and Rick. And hopefully I'll see you at Apps and Taps on Saturday night.
Right,
that's my plan.
We're doing the full circuit, huh? Yeah, that's going to be fun. After
Yeah.
on Saturday, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing on Wednesday. It's a big week this coming week in Southern California for fishermen and anglers alike. And, of course, fishdope.com has all the information you need. 30 bucks off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code at fishdope.com. And, Dave, of course, we're going to see you Wednesday and Saturday. And how else can we find you?
Gang, I'll be at the Oceanside Angling Club. It's an open party that night, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock. I'll be in there having dinner and sneaking to the club. Everybody's invited if you want to come. And check me out, your saltwater guide, on every social media platform.
Thanks, Dave. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
If you want to catch up with Dave's
trip. See you guys.
Yeah.
Somehow he's on your
Absolutely. I'm an addict.
Yeah, he's not even on the app anymore. He's just you turn your phone on. He's there.
If you're ever in Cabo, you can hear him talking, too.
Absolutely.
All right. See you, Dave.
Bye, guys.
Hey, want to remind you that report sponsored by our great friends at Terrafin. Terrafin sea surface temperature charts focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin sea surface temperature, chlorophyll, currents, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can access charts on your phone or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. We say it all the time, and Aaron, I'm sure the same. Like, you just wouldn't dream of going offshore without having a water chart, and not
no,
a better source than Terrafin.
We use Terrafin and also the Fishdope version. I believe it's the same technology. I could
similar
be wrong. Don't
yeah.
hold me to that. But yeah, no, having that chart daily, the
more info, the better.
In your palm of your hand. On your phone is pretty wild how far technology has come.
Awesome.
Absolutely. You have a great text on Rick?
Yeah, definitely. Says, this one is from Tom Nelson of Thousand Oaks. Mike, can you tell us if Captain Tino is running the Freedom this season? Nothing wrong. I love fishing with Trevor and Gary and everyone else at your outstanding crew on every boat. I just missed that sheephead call. Tino tells great jokes. 22nd Street Landing is my home landing. Thanks for all the years of great times and great service from Tom.
Tino's going to pop up somewhere. You know, he's just kind of laying low, being mellow, but I don't know where. He was, you know, he's probably going to be relief for one of the boats down there. Yeah. I don't know. I'd follow him.
Yeah, there's some rumor he's going to come back floating around somewhere.
Yeah.
No, there's been talk of that, so I don't want to let the cat out of the bag if it's not true, but
yeah, no,
there's talk.
There's always,
cool.
He'll be back somewhere.
All right.
I don't
cool.
know where.
Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Troy, who comes from Fontana this morning. What's up, Troy? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. I got to follow Dave Hansen. Oh, man. Oh, before I get to my question, Dave had Paul Hubert. He had Paul Hubert on his podcast this last week. That is a must-listen-to show. It was excellent with Paul on his Your Saltwater Guide podcast.
Paul's a character, yeah, for sure.
Anyway.
How did my question one person is, get a word in over the other?
You couldn't even fit the two of them in a room because the heads are so big.
Turn
right?
the mic on, and 2 hours later you turn it off again. You don't know which person said the other thing. Like, that would be a tough one to get a word in over the other.
Yeah. Speaking of Wicked Tuna and the guys from Wicked Tuna, we're going to have Bob from, what's his boat? Anyway, he's going to be on the show just before the big Rollo event coming up in June, at the end of June. There, he'll be on the show that Sunday of the event. But
that's Bob Cook.
Bob Cook,
he's awesome. Fat Tuna.
Fat Tuna, right? Thank you very much. Yeah, Fat Tuna. He'll be on the show full 2 hours. You can call in and stuff like that. So that'll be a good time. Go ahead, Troy.
Sorry, Troy.
Oh, that's okay. So I'm just kind of wondering, Michael, what the history is of 22nd Street Landing, like its history, and then also when are the Twilight Trips starting back up?
The history, well, it's got a lot of roots there. There's, you know, Mark and Paul's been doing that and keeping that place alive for years. The history is based off the horseshoe and the great fishing at Catalina. I mean, people are still calling on the phone, when are we going to have overnight trips to Catalina Island? I guess that was a thing, but, you know, then now people turn their nose up if they wake up at Catalina, but some of the best fishing's that nighttime gray light bite, Catalina Island. But historically, I mean, it's been a lot of boats
I'm looking at right now from 20 years. They've been tied up
there.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's other landings around, but it's the longest standing one in our area.
Oh, yeah.
LA
and you guys do
back,
quality there. That's I keep stressing the quality.
The boat owners.
Because of Mark and Paul and Mike and the guys, it's a different grade.
When Mark and Paul passed the torch and got out of the local scene, they put it into hardest working dudes in the industry's hands, and they learned from Mark just to dump as much money back into the boat so that people keep coming back as of safety and, you know, just having a quality product to have.
You guys definitely set yourself apart from a lot of others in that way.
Mm-hmm. And there's definitely a competition of the dock with quality of boats. You know?
It's ridiculous how nice the boats are. I mean, it's
a lot of money dumped in it. People, you know, the ticket prices go up and the margins on it and what goes back into the boat. I mean, if we told you the numbers, you guys would probably be like, how is that even a business?
How are you even making
like
it?
Back, yeah.
I mean, running your boat for $100 a day. It's like,
shocked when I heard that. I mean, honestly, like I'm used to what it is down here.
It's all about the fuel burn. Yeah.
Fuel burn, and, you know, we've been dumping money into the native sun the last handful of years, and we've had to. We repowered last year. We got in the Carl Moyer program, got the grant for that.
Nice.
We bought a generator. We did, we're reglassing, painting. I mean, it's like the Golden Gate Bridge. You start on one end. By the time you're done, you turn around, you go back and do it again. It's a labor of love.
Yeah. And what year was that boat built?
This boat was built in 83. It was built next to the first string. They claimed it was supposed to look like it. I don't know in what version they said that it was going to look like the first string. They put a round stern on the boat, and I don't see the resemblance in it, but hey, they said that.
But it's a big boat, the first
boat.
String.
That's one of the only boats that was renamed at the landing.
Yeah.
Happy Man, too.
It was the Happy Man originally. So,
wow.
Yeah. And I see pictures of the boat from when it was brand new compared to now, and I don't know what they painted with when the boat was brand new, but it looks like it's a flip-flop in how the boat looks now compared to then. Completely better.
And why the round stern?
I can't wrap my head around that. The guy that built it just had a love for round stern boats. Yeah. I mean, there was other boats, the Sea Angler, the old, you know, City Seal Beach turned icon with the Estrella now, I believe. There's a handful of the older boats that were round stern.
That's how they were.
The guy
and it drifts amazing, I'm
it
sure.
It drifts very well,
yeah.
That's cool. That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Cook, captain of the Fat Tuna from the hit Nat Geo television show Wicked Tuna. The tuna are biting in San Diego, and right now, I would like to invite you to come fishing with me on the Liberty for the annual two-day Tuna Wars trip on June 25th and 26th. This trip is a wonderful opportunity to support Friends of Rollo, as all the proceeds raised benefit the Rollo program to take more kids fishing. If you would like to join me on this adventure, please contact Howard at RolloKids.org for more information or visit RolloKids.org. If you can't make the trip, plan on attending the captain's reception on Sunday, June 23 at Dana Landing, where you can meet me as well as Captain Dave Marciano and Nancy Marciano of the Hard Merchandise. The three of us are looking forward to meeting you and sharing this great evening. See you all soon.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with the boys from 22nd Street Landing, Mike Morrison, Aaron Graham, doing lots of talking, lots of fishing, talking bait catching, flying fish, G-fly, fishing. It's been a great show.
Yeah, for sure. We just were talking about Bob Cook from Fat Tuna and the big Rollo event. Bob's going to be on the show on Sunday, June 23rd. And then, of course, that evening is the captain's reception over at Dana Landing, and you can have a chance to meet Bob and the gang's other people from Wicked Tuna. And also, you have a chance to go fishing with Bob Cook. How about that?
So cool.
On the Liberty, you have a chance to go. There's still, I can't believe there's still spots available. But you have a chance to go with him. Check RolloKids.org and sign up and go fishing with Bob. Super good guy.
He was really fun.
He's just the nicest guy. He's just like he is on, he's very different than Paul Hebert. Not that Paul isn't a nice guy, he's just kind of
you know.
Paul, super nice guy.
It's kind of wacky.
Bob was like a...
Bob's just like a good captain.
Super down-to-earth fisherman, like everybody else.
Yeah.
And he said the same thing, like the, you know, the fame that happens from that show is it was so such a trip because he became famous for doing the same thing that he's done his whole life.
And,
you know, like doing it before, nobody knew what his name was, and then he does the exact same thing now, and you can't go into a bar without somebody recognizing you.
Yeah,
really cool, down-to-earth, fun guy, great storyteller.
Yeah.
He was really cool.
Good fisherman, too.
Totally.
So if you want to go fishing with him, maybe you can pick up some good bluefin techniques from him. Pick his brain while you're on the Liberty for a two-day trip on the Liberty. And, of course, the most important thing is raising money to take kids fishing. That's the whole idea behind this. So, again, Bob Cook on Let's Talk Hookup on Sunday, June 23rd. Then, of course, the captain's reception at Dana Landing. And then, of course, the trip, actually, on the 24th and 25th aboard the Liberty to go fishing with Bob. Check RolloKids.org and sign up.
You got it, man. Yeah. Well, hey, the phones are packed, and so are the texts. If you want to get through on the phones, plenty of time, 213-432-1090. But before we do that, we're going to read a text from Gary White from Lawndale. It says, good morning, everybody. My question for Mike. Mike, when 22nd Street Landing is on Let's Talk Hookup, I get super excited. The landing's only 15 minutes from my house, and I fished on every boat in your fleet. I was curious if Mark or Paul or anybody from the landing had any thoughts about adding fish processing or a fish processor for that area. That's from Gary in Lawndale.
That's a common question when I'm on here.
We've talked about it a lot.
Aaron had some insight on it. It's just the overhead of doing it and the sustainability. We catch a lot of fish. It's packed up nice, but there's a handful of guys. I mean, I'll bring my vacuum sealer down and help out if I know they're coming from Utah and whatnot, just do it for fun. But it'll happen eventually, I guess, I would say, but I don't know.
But you guys fillet out the boats, right?
Yeah, it's good. Everything, the 100-pound tuna's ziplocked, almost vacuum sealed and put away. But it's, you know, we're not.
And you guys fillet all the rockfish or sea bass or yellowtail or whatever. You guys fillet on the way
like
back.
Like we were talking earlier, we the way the fish are handled on
like
the boat. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like it's a good product coming off the boat. Like we take pride in it. We want you to enjoy what you caught. Come back, have a good product, you know.
That's awesome.
That's one thing.
I mean, for us, we're being cost-effective for the L.A. County people. And
right.
I mean, we've stopped a lot of traffic from coming this way. Sorry, guys. But, you know, the fish processing would be a huge contribution for what we're doing. But, I don't know, the costs against the $250 overnight trip to have $250 worth of fish processed, people would be like, I don't know. We've waited, like, 50 different directions on how it would be sustainable. There's some really cool guys that were doing a mobile, and that was nice. It was a real quick turnaround, but I don't know if they're still doing
it. I think it's Kelly down here. I talked to him about it, and, you know, expanding. He's so busy down here. There is a couple guys, I think, that popped up in the L.A. area. I'm not too familiar who they are or what their service is like.
Right.
There's
a little bit of difference, though. It's like we fish down in San Diego. They fish a lot of Mexican waters, and you're not allowed to fillet fish on the boat in Mexican waters.
Yep.
You guys can fillet fish on the boat.
Exactly.
So that's kind of part of that, too, right?
Yeah, there's regulations to tie your hands on certain things, but there's ways around it. And,
right.
You know, make it happen.
Absolutely. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Vinny? He's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. What's up, Vinny? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a question. I've never been down to 22nd Landing. How is the parking down there? I know certain landings, it's always a parking issue, and sometimes it's not, but I was just curious. I've never been there. Can you guys talk about that a little bit, please?
Yeah, we're like C4th. They have that big, ginormous free parking lot across the way for I don't know how much longer, but we're I don't know, we have about 1,000 parking spots through our...
Plenty of
parking. Yeah, shared parking from the yacht clubs.
You said it's policed by the
oh, yeah, no, it's... Yeah, it's safe, well lit, cameras. It's nice. It's free.
It's a non-issue at 22nd.
You're walking.
That's all I'm trying to say.
3 seconds to the you know where you're park the car, walk across the street, and you're here. So it's pretty super nice.
Right.
Especially like twilights. Like we were asking that question earlier. It's probably going to start up probably next month. Fridays and Saturdays to start. Maybe Jacob Mull will be back, or Steve will start running it again. I love Twilights. It's so much fun.
Totally.
Took my son out when he was three. He's hanging out with all of his uncles on the boat with me.
Hi,
Kylie. I know you're bugging me.
That's how I got started.
Thanks for listening to Dad. Sorry we left you at home. It's Uncle Aaron's fault.
You can blame me, Kylie.
How old is
he? My son's 8, my daughter's 10, and I got a 2-year-old that's a ball of fire.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. Yeah.
Wow. Got a full house.
Oh, yeah, too.
Hey, let's go find out what's biting Mike on the tribute. It's going to give us an update here. What's up, Mike?
Mike.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, the Mother's Day update. We had some pretty good fishing last night, or at least some really good opportunities. We ended up with 15, or actually 16 bluefin, up to about 190 pounds. Last night we had several stops where we had long drifts. Nighttime bluefin fishing, we lost more than we should have. You know, we had hooked three, land one kind of deal, but we had about a 45-minute bite where two of the ladies did get a fish. We had a young kid get a, well, he pulled on about a 150-pounder for a while and ended up getting about a 40-pounder after losing the big one. But some very, very good opportunities. I know a lot of guys that were there last night. If you had the ability to fish the jig, it was pretty good. I know one of our guys hooked two, landed two, and then handed a couple off.
Nice. Man,
what fishing.
So good. And it's not far from home, right?
We got a fish till midnight, and we got in by 7 o'clock, so. There you go.
Jeez.
That's awesome.
Right, we had a really good opportunity. I know some of the guys that were down there, there were some mixed-sized fish. I know there's some smaller schools that bit really well. And I think one of the boats had, like, a stop for 60 or something. So there is some good opportunity close. Our next trip's Tuesday night. Weather Wednesday looks awesome. Friday night, weather looks great, but it's sold out. So I know the Pacifico's got some trips online as well. So some more guys getting online here.
Yeah. And so Tuesday night for Wednesday still have space available on the Tribute?
Tuesday night for Wednesday has a lot of space available, and the weather is
going
to be nice.
And you're
so
going.
It doesn't take we're going to need some reservations to go, but I want to go no matter what, so it's not going to take many.
It was really fun.
I mean, it's one of those nighttime bites where you think you should be able to see them free swimming. You know, there's fish out that 90 feet, and you know, it's just stuff's coming through in giant waves, 3-4 off the bow, and it's just, I mean, it was fun. Everybody at one point, there was about 15 or 18 boats, everybody would stop catching fish.
It's awesome.
Man, how cool. Awesome, Mike. What was the hot jig? How heavy a lure? What was the ticket?
Later in the night, I think a 300 gram was working good. We did have a big one on an eddy bomb. It's just a mixed size. We had really, really nice weather, so it didn't take much. But I think, and I talked to Andrew Voyola this morning, he kind of agreed that I think a lot of our guys should have been fishing smaller jigs at one point just because they were up so high. Guys were bombing through them. But, yeah, it didn't take much to get down.
Man, awesome. What a fun night. Big fish opportunities, and a trip coming up this week, Tuesday night for Wednesday. Well, Mike, we sure appreciate you giving us such a great report, keeping us in the loop with that bluefin biting and making it after. What an opportunity to jump on the midweek trip. Probably going to be a light load and strike while the iron's hot, man. They're biting.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll check back with you next week.
Yeah, sounds good. Book that at C4 Sport Fishing and get on the boat on Tuesday night. Beautiful weather on Wednesday. You can't beat it. Thanks, Mike. We sure appreciate your updates here. Hey, Alex in San Carlos has a question. Good morning. What's the trip to go to the monster white sea bass best time of the year? Is there a preferred method to fish for them? He wants to catch sea bass like me.
Yeah, anything overnight or longer. I mean, don't quote me on that because sometimes it gets better during the, you know, on a full day trip at Catalina Island too. But, the preferred method is the elbows on the rail with the, dropper loop.
Yeah. You know,
fluorocarbon's a must. 8 to 12 ounce torpedo sinker, big old Aki 8-0, 6-0, 7-0 hook, fluorocarbon, what are you, like 30, 40 pound iron?
Yeah, in the dark, you'd probably fish heavier, too.
Yeah,
if you had to pick a month, Aaron, a favorite time to go, what do you think it would be?
First week of June.
There you go.
Book it.
First week in June.
Yep.
Take it to the bank.
Yeah, that's what I'm gambling. I might be biased on that. I have a trip on the Gray Light on June 1st.
Yeah.
up in Channel Island. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Squid.
Sometimes
available.
Sometimes available, yeah. Hopefully by then. That's what we need.
But you always have frozen.
Yeah, have frozen.
And they bite it.
They eat it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Mike says, oh, yeah.
Well, they eat the sardine. You know, whatever's available. Whatever those fish, it's one of those things. When they want to bite, they're going to bite. And I wish I could read their mind and see what they wanted.
Well, your bait company, San Pedro Bait Company, makes amazing frozen.
Well, we kind of passed the torch. It's the Ormar guys now.
Oh, okay.
They bit off what Carl had envisioned before he passed. But it's the frozen bait in those red boxes.
Yeah, it's really
pretty
good.
Pretty badass stuff. I mean, it thaws out well.
It's so much different than those paper tray you know, the old pink squid bait that you were used to. Those
they don't thaw out and repack. Those guys, they, like I said, the stuff we basically put the other guy out of business doing. He bought it all and started selling it for us. So that and Aaron and I are out catching it too. But look, all of our squid buddies, they take it, flash freeze it, and put it in 1 to 5 pound boxes that you can get at pretty much any gas station up and down the coast.
Yeah, that Ormark stuff's good. I like it.
All right. You have a good one, huh, Rick?
Yeah. Good morning, guys. What a great show. I want to thank Mike for his Instagram post. Being in San Diego, I love to be able to keep up on the fishing just up the road. It got us out on one of the halibut trips, and we had multiple 20-pounders. Keep up the great work, Mike. And that was from Mike in Oceanside.
Thank you. There you go.
Well, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, bro. We're going to talk to Sam. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Great show. I want to start before I have my best. My question, I did charter the Native Sun before for a company, and that was a great boat to go out on. So,
appreciate that.
Thank you for that. The white sea bass, I heard talking about the Pride a little bit, but are they running? I didn't quite get the story. Are they doing day and a half white sea bass trips or? Three-quarter difference. What is their general method?
Yeah, there's no limitations on what's in Sean's brain. He runs the wackiest things, and he produces for you guys. Would he have a 2 3/4 day, a day and a half, a reverse day and a half? That's been his jam. But as soon as the Freedom gets rocking and rolling full speed, I've got some high hopes for their Trevor and Gary over there. Two young kids running that boat too.
You heard Aaron first week in June. Come on, you better book up.
If you see anything overnight or longer on our schedule, book it in June.
In June. That's the time for sea bass.
July usually is a down time for us, but that sea bass fishery is going to get on and crack, and there's signs of life everywhere.
Seems like right before Lima goes to three, those things turn on. And
Yeah, of course. It goes to three,
and you get the commercial guys, you know, it's... I don't know. Again,
yeah,
just the time.
This just no. It's like the Reds right now.
The commercial presence for us down here is not as bad as it is up north. So, I definitely book an overnight trip or longer. If you see anything in June,
that's when we went fishing on the Island Spirit. We went up there. It was the first week of June. Same with the fish on the Aloha Spirit.
Yeah, that was running and gunning open water sea bass.
Yeah, sonar
looking.
Fishing. That was fun. First week of June up there, especially.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Just looking at it, Fish and Wildlife needs to take a look at that closure thing, that
they
one fish season, right?
Few
there's several things. It's like, wait a minute, let the commercial guys catch as many as they want as soon as they start biting, right?
The most organic kind of fishing is what we do every day with a hook. One hook and a bunch of happy people.
That's it. Hey, all you need is one of those things. Yeah, hey, Charisse from Huntington Beach says, good morning, happy Mother's Day to the moms. And my question is about the Freedom. I've never fished San Nicolas Island and overnight, and what can I expect to catch when fishing on an overnight? I don't think you can do an overnight to San Nicolas, can you?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
And right now with the depth restrictions, it's ridiculous. Prehistoric, ridiculous.
Imagine.
You got these areas that are in like old Mark and Paul's old logbook or John's low logbook, or even you just flip in there, you're like, oh, we can fish that now? And you're like, bong, goosebumps.
Yeah, because the Calcutt closure zones are open, right?
Yeah.
So
a big portion of stuff that was gone is now available.
Holy
mackerel. I hate to take the thunder from the Ventura guys, but that Nick Fishing, Santa Barbara, that stuff on the outside of Clemente, this deep water at Catalina is ridiculous, right? Local fishing on the half day is just second to none. It's really good fishing.
And your eyes kind of bugs out there.
Yeah. Cod fishing, that's the
ultimate, right?
That's the ultimate. You know, guys, we take guys to the deep water, and they're, oh, it's too deep, it's this, it's that. Well, the two fish you're going to catch, if they're reds in the deep water, are going to be comparable to 10 fish in the shallow.
That's really been a big one.
Getting electric reel, a lot of guys have it now. My buddy that owns Betty G, he's doing a lot of that deeper water stuff out of Redondo, and everybody's bringing electric reels. And the
fish
that they're
catching. Those smaller electric reels
wild.
With batteries.
Yeah,
and you carry the battery and stuff. Yeah,
zip tie it.
It's so easy now.
It's cool.
For what it is, it makes it easy.
But your tuna reel that you have, that's your electric reel.
I still wind
60 wides, and you're done not catching knife jigs. Well, hell, use your knife jig and catch two at a time.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing with these boys. We're giving away a trip on the Native Sun and a trip on the Freelance when we return. More Let's Talk Stock Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power onboard, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. All right, we're going to find out who's going fishing. Aaron's going to do us the honor
flip the coin
and flip
there,
the prize
Aaron.
Coin. So this is going to be who's going fishing with you on the Native Sun.
Here
and
we
that
go.
Is a...
Texter.
Texter. So congratulations, Alex in San Carlos. You're going to go fishing on board the Native Sun on a three-quarter day trip. And then the winner of an overnight trip on the Freedom is going to our caller, Troy in Fontana. Congratulations, Troy. You're going to have such a great time. Freedom, such a beautiful boat. And you're going to get to go fishing and enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure. And Aaron, how do we go fishing with you?
So rad.
You can either book online at 22ndStreet.com or you can call Landing 310-832-8304.
You running every day?
We are online every day right now.
All right.
We're not running every day, but
okay.
we're starting to gain some momentum again after the Derby, so we'll see what goes on.
And then as far as everything else at 22nd Street, Mike?
You come see me.
Yeah.
The red-haired guy.
Yeah, the red-haired guy.
Yeah, follow me on
Instagram. Red-beard, red hair, can't miss him.
Instagram's where I get most of my
organic. What's your Instagram handle?
22nd Street Landing.
All right, very good. And, of course, 22nd Street Landing, sportfishing.com.
22ndStreet.com.
22nd, 22 Street.
22ndStreet.com.
All right.
My email's mike@22ndStreet.com.
mike@22ndStreet.com. Yeah. Again, with the numbers. All right. Thanks, guys. Hey, next, thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board today, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We sure appreciate you out there, your texts, your calls, and just being a part of Let's Talk Hookup. Thank you very, very much. Next Saturday, a very special show. Captain Blaine Anderson from Shimano. Blaine is like a product guy and also a captain. He specializes in speed jigging and a whole bunch more back on the East Coast. So that's going to be very interesting to talk Shimano product and speed jigging with Blaine Anderson. And then next Sunday, right here, Captain John Conniff, the Islander, going to be right here. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.